Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
That's right. The Drive is live on a Reaction Monday, but it is also a Game Day Monday as Clint Sterner is in the building. He's eating lightly salted almonds, so you know what time it is.
Blue Diamond.
Tyler's in the building.
Y'all know what Blue Diamond I'm talking about.
It's the Dallas Cowboys. It's the Houston Texans. The Battle of the Lone Star State. And we got you covered right here. It is a quick show. We get done just a little after 4 o'clock. So stay with us, and we'll hand this thing off to Vandy and John Harris and the like as they will take over to get you ready for Monday Night Football between the Houston Texans and Dallas Cowboys, where you can listen to it live right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, I wanted to go in a couple of directions here, but the way you just spoke, and I'm seeing it up on the text line too, they almost lost to the freaking Jets. The Jets sucked. And then you just said you get a little nervous about how confident that you are. I was about to say, now when you said that, I'm thinking to myself, maybe I'm a little too confident. Maybe I'm a little too confident in this thing, because every stat you look at, the Cowboys, they are in the top 10, and it is number 10 in one category in everything they do offensively or defensively, and it is passing yards per game. Well, that was with Dak Prescott, so I think you can kind of change the thought of that thing. That the numbers would suggest they are an awful football team.
What's your point?
One of the worst football teams in all of the National Football League, Jerry. They're just awful. I mean, offensively, defensively, and the Texans should beat the brakes off of them. Should absolutely and will beat the brakes off of them. I mean. Clint, barring injury, and people out there, maybe you could tell me if you think I'm off or give me a reason. I can't see the Texans losing this game barring some sort of significant injury. I watched the Detroit Lions turn the ball over 5 times last week on the road against a quality opponent in the Texans. They still won. Like even when I hear that, it is hard for me to get to a place to see the scenario, Clint, in which the Texans lose to the Dallas Cowboys tonight. And maybe I'm tripping. Maybe I need to pull back a little bit. I can't see it.
Well, look, I don't want to see it, but I mean, unfortunately, given what we've watched this year, I mean, yeah, I mean, I could see this being a one score game in the fourth quarter. The Cowboys have their shot. Yeah, if Bobby Slowick goes back to being aggressive and CJ Stroud goes back to holding the football, and this offensive line is put in a position, we're looking at giving up 8 or 9 sacks in a game, and with Micah Parsons doing the damage, it could be turnovers, it could be sack fumbles, it could be ugly. If they go out there and do, like I said before, if they go out there and they take that same game plan, that same approach that they did against Detroit, it will not be a game by halftime. If you go out there and you try to do what you did the first 9 weeks simply because you got Nico Collins back and you had a little success last week and you want CJ to get back to himself and having that confidence and letting it rip, then I could see them letting teams, lesser teams, compete with them. Yes.
I can't see it. And it's a prime time game. The Texans can lay an egg. Someone texted in, the Ravens lost to the Browns. They did. I just don't think you understand how bad the Cowboys are. Like, this version of the Cowboys, and not that they're just bad, but they have a cool-ass element of quit in them. Like, they're a group that will shut it down in this piece. And, I know Jameis Winston is crazy as all get out, but he is no comparison to Cooper Rush.
They're one with water.
In terms of what can hurt you and what you have. He's just Jameis is crazy as hell. Now, Jameis was playing in this game instead of Cooper Rush, and I can make myself figure out a way that it can let him get away from me. They are awful at everything that you do. I can't see it. If we come in here, Clinton, it's a one score game in the fourth quarter tomorrow, I'm gonna be in here I'm gonna be befuddled on what this team is.
It isn't on my schedule.
Well, It should not be. It absolutely should not be. It would be criminal if we are. It's unacceptable if we are. But the truth of the matter is, when you look at how this team has played, particularly on the offensive side of the football, it could bite them in the ass if they don't approach this thing the right way.
Yeah, like someone said, Micah Parsons getting loose. I hear that, and I think that is an issue. He'd have to get real loose.
Bad MF-er.
I just read where CeeDee Lamb's questionable.
Yeah, CeeDee Lamb's questionable. He got to get real loose. Like, real loose, he got to score a couple of touchdowns. I'm sorry. I know you all can't see this. That's not working for me at all, Ryan Clark. That is not working for me whatsoever.
Terrible.
He's getting more bold with these outfits every show they do.
I'm sorry, man. He's
doing too much.
This is D. Wade.
Oh,
D. Wade aggressiveness. I'm sorry.
I just got a glimpse of it.
To describe it, he has a double-breasted suit on. One side is all, just navy. And the other side is a plaid navy, and the jacket is coming across together. I am sorry. I know the radio rules. You're not supposed to stop traffic for this. But this is like that time Clint saw Kelly Clarkson for the first time in a long time. This just stopped me in my tracks.
Hashtag doing too much.
I have been able to go with Ryan when he wears the solid same color. When I've seen him come up there and he looks like a school bus and all yellow straight up and down. But this is taking a stab too far on this thing. I'm sorry. That just caught me off guard. Real quick to let you know, injury stuff, as Clint talked about, CeeDee Lamb is questionable in this game, potentially. In this game already, what we know right now, the Texans have ruled out Will Anderson Jr. and Foley Fatakasi, as well as Blake Fisher. So their swing tackle that plays either side is out for this game with a concussion. Foley and Will Anderson, two of their best guys up front, shouldn't matter. Kamari Lassiter, he is questionable, Clint, with a concussion. He practiced the other day. We'll see what happens when they get to the game. And then Jeff Okuda has just officially been reinstated, as well as Mario Edwards has been elevated and brought back up to the team. So some out, some in. So that is the latest here for the Texans in terms of guys that they'll have back for this game.
Well, Jeff Okuda being back is big, even though he is questionable. That's big. I mean, it gives you a little bit of an insurance policy if Kamari Lassiter can't go, if that concussion actually holds him out of game or allows him to play. It, Jeff Okuda being that insurance policy right there would be nice, that cover defender spot. So assuming he can go, assuming he's full go, I would expect there not to be much of a drop-off from Kamari Lassiter to Jeff Okuda as it pertains to ability to cover. Now, the physicality coming downhill, I think there's probably a little different play style there. But from a cover perspective, I would think Jeff Okuda would be a big plus.
Yeah, I've said this, Kamari Lassiter is one to really get back, that you want to really get back, especially for the stretch run, especially when they start running against better offenses. They're playing against a crappy offense tonight. But I want to see Jeff Okuda get a good amount of run.
Yeah.
I want to see if they've got a third corner. You get, because right now I think they've got two guys that you feel comfortable with covering. That means that probably means even if you like to use Kamari Lashiter or Stingley as a blitzer, you may not be able to because you don't want to, you know, put somebody else in the back end having to cover. There's a lot of different things that go with having multiple guys you feel comfortable with in the secondary cover. And if Jeff Okuda can add that, that will be big. All right, Clint, it is Texans Cowboys. And I feel like we thought this was going to have a different feel when the schedule came out. And we know a lot of Cowboys and Texans fans work. Many of you listening right now, you might be at work right now sitting next to a Cowboy fan that you talk trash to.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.